This will fit in rather well with some thoughts that I will be having on the message later. Wonderful portion of God's Word. And unless we know the men of the Scripture whom God is talking about, we can hardly understand this Word. In other words, you can't just read about David and about Abraham unless you know what kind of a man David was and what kind of a man Abraham was. You're liable to get a complete misconception. And if I might say this before I read it, I believe that the church, by and large, has a tremendous misconception of the saints of the living God. In other words, Old Testament saints and New Testament saints. And that somehow they have attached to them an aura that makes them different than us. And this is far from the truth. The whole principle of Scripture is that these are men of like passions like we are, you see. These are the words of Peter. I am a man of like passions like you. In other words, that we should never get an idea that these men were of a different character than us, therefore they lived victorious lives. No. The whole principle is these men are the same as you and live victorious lives. Therefore you can. You see? That's entirely different, isn't it? Huh? So we're to see that as we talk of these men and as we talk of their faith, that there's no perfection in them. And they face the same problems you and I face, and the same trials, the same burdens. But they were victorious through Jesus Christ. What shall we say then? That Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found.
For Abraham was justified by works, he hath without his glory, but not before God.
In other words, it was nothing about Abraham's life that should make him fit for God's presence or make him fit for heaven. His life was a rather poor one, but his faith was rather a strong one. You see, you've got to bring the two together, you see. His faith, strong, and his life, very weak at many points. I'll talk about that later. But his actual life, even the end of it, is rather a sad life. And yet this is the mighty man of faith. This is the one of whom God says that we are to have the faith of our father Abraham, that he's the father of the faithful. He believed God, and as we'll see here, it'll talk about that. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, notice now, how do you become righteous? Let's read together. His faith is counted for righteousness. Now you can read.
Even if David also described the blessedness of man,
saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered.
Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not compute sin.
We're going to finish at that point. And pray that God will bless this portion of his word. But the great thing here is that by faith they've been declared righteous. And therefore sin is not imputed to them and can never condemn them. Now, poor lest we might get some silly idea in our mind, you know, has to deal with this problem right down through the Scriptures. And then in the sixth chapter, the first verse, he says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? In other words, you've told us now that we're saved by grace. You've told us we've been made righteous through faith. All right, then let's have a ball. So then he says, see in the sixth chapter, first verse, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin to get more and more grace? What a clever thought, eh? Oh, how that old human mind works, eh? Since I'm saved, I can do what I please. Well, he has a lot to say about that. The judgment seat of Christ takes care of those saints who believe that they can be saved and do as they please. The judgment seat of Christ takes care of all the hay, the wood, and the stubble, and the lack of rewards in the kingdom of God. And I want to assure you that living the good life for Jesus Christ has a great weight of rewards from the Savior. He says, "Behold, I come quickly, and my rewards are with me." So God has much to say. Anyone gets the idea they can be saved and sin doesn't understand salvation, there's something wrong with their concept. The heart has not been converted to even get the idea. You see, when the heart's converted, you know I'm saved, that I should not sin. For what the law could not do for me, in that it was weak through my flesh, God sent his own Son. He's redeemed me. For the law could make no one perfect. Christ came and gave me his righteousness. And so the law could not do anything for me to make me righteous. He gave it to me. And now the life that I live by the grace of the Son of God who gave himself for me. It is no longer I that live, but Christ who liveth in me to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's Christ now, and my whole approach to sin is not Martin Guillen looking at sin, but Christ in me looking at it and saying, "No! You're dead with me. You are risen with me. You're redeemed in my blood. Therefore, serve Christ in your body," which is your what? Reasonable service. Reasonable service. Wonderful. May God add his blessing to this portion of his word.